Hello, this is Chris Long, VK3AML speaking. I'm introducing a tape here of the launch of the Australis Oscar 5 satellite as broadcast by the Wireless Institute station VK3WI from their studios, which were then at 478 Victoria Parade, East Melbourne. They rebroadcast from Goldstone via telephone cable across the Pacific, the launch and the eventual acquisition of data from this beacon satellite. The program from VK3BWI was hosted by Tom Moffat, an American news announcer working then at Channel 9 in Melbourne. He much later in Australian Radio Communications magazine became known as the columnist for Moffat's Madhouse. He's now a silent key. I think he died about 2003. But Tom Moffat is the American voice on this tape. The others on the tape, Dr. Dean Blackman, who 6 months earlier had covered the moon launch for Channel 7 on Channel 7's direct transmissions of the moon launch in 1969. You'll also hear Michael Owen congratulating the American people involved with the launch of the satellite, the Goldstone satellite base in America, and relaying the received signals from the Australis Oscar 5 satellite, you'll hear Les Jenkins, the late Les Jenkins 3ZBJ, and the late Harold Hepburn, VK3AFQ, with the English accent. I was 15 years old when I recorded this in either very late January or the start of February in 1970. I'm now 55 years old. I'm recording this in September of 2009. And my memory is that I recorded this just as I got home from a trip to Canberra with my folks. I heard this interesting stuff being transmitted by VK3WI on 160 metres, so I threw a tape on as fast as I could, not quite fast enough to get the start of the transmission, but I got most of the relevant parts. I did record one rather boring part, which was a tone run done by the guys at 3WI so that people could line up their telemetry equipment. But here it is, the tape of VK3WI's coverage of the launch of the Australis Oscar 5 satellite in late January of 1970.
Seconds over Africa. The satellite's now far away. Everything's okay. Telemetry signals are all reading nominally. DJ4ZC has tracked the satellite on 29.45. He says the 29.45 beacon is spot-on frequency. The 2-meter beacon is 5 kc low. It's now transmitting on 144.045. If you want to put your receivers on that, you can listen to Les VK3ZBJ, who will be radiating a carrier on 144.045 at 40 minutes past 11, in other words, 20 minutes to 12, which will be about 7 minutes before the expected acquisition of the signal. So everything's
We've got one more bit of information that W1ALX has heard and lost the thing on, I think it was on 2 meters, I didn't catch that. Anyway, it's been heard in North America.
So everyone's tracking it, so we must keep up with it too, I think. We do have direct contact with a station who's madly looking for it, so that the instant it appears to range for us, we will let you know. In fact, we might relay it with a bit of luck. Is there any chance of that? We're going to attempt to relay the audio coming out of it?
You're joking.
Coming out of receivers upstairs.
Oh. Right, now, let's get back on the line and see what's happening.
I got W1ILX,
is AX3WI with Australian, with Victorian coverage of the Astralis launch.
1244, I'm sorry, which is exactly on schedule. 1244
is exactly on schedule. And launch signal is 1305. No report on the... You did hear the 10-meter thing, but it was off a week. This is AX3WI with the coverage of the Astralis Oscar 5 launch. Not launch anymore. Flight. We decided we're going to do another quick frequency run so you can calibrate your telemetry measuring equipment. It'll be a shorty this time. So we'll do that for about 5 minutes and then we'll return. What are we going to do after that?
Well,
we have two stations standing by to supply a signal from the satellite which we are going to attempt to rebroadcast on this transmission.
And we're also
now, we're not going to guarantee a thing.
Yes, we're also hoping to get some material from the Hyde Park tracking station also at Kilmore.
So with a bit of luck we should have that.
And don't forget also that Les, ZVJ, will be putting out radiating on the 2 meter frequency at 1040.
So
1140, I'm sorry. So that you can get yourself tuned up just right spot on for hearing this thing when it appears, which is going to be on schedule at 11:47. And as we've said before, it'll be somewhere to the south of east and fairly low elevation, so I think from memory about 15 degrees, 17 degrees above the horizon.
Good.
Hello.
What distance would that be taking horizon? Now, it's 900 miles above the Earth. It'll be somewhere to the east of New Zealand.
Yeah.
What total distance would this be on acquisition for the signal to travel? Can you work that out quickly in here?
Somebody talk while I do a song.
All right. why don't we go ahead and cross up to the control room now, and we'll run off this freak run for you. Everybody get your tape recorders and oscillators ready, and we'll now take you up to Noel upstairs. Who will give you some fine sounds from his audio oscillator.
I would think the answer to your question is it's probably roughly about 1,500 miles.
Thank you.
Very good.
Go
ahead, Noel. Roger. Thanks very much, Tom, and Dean, the studio. This is AX3WI, the official station of the Victorian Division Wireless Institute of Australia, transmitting to you from the divisional rooms in Victoria Parade, East Melbourne. Transmitting to you on 1825 kHz AM, 3600 kHz single sideband, which will now insert carrier, if you'll just stand by. This will give you accuracy with your tones for the stations listening on the 80 metre transmission. I think we now have carrier. Yes, we now have carrier on 80 metres. There's AX3WI, 7146 kHz, 7100 kHz AM in the 40 metre band, 144.5 AM and 145.854 FM in the 2-metre band. We'll run through tones very quickly now so that you can prepare your equipment ready for the pass. If you're using tape recorders, we trust that the SEC is transmitting an accurate 50 cycles at the moment. There's AX3WI transmitting a tone initially of 500 Hz. Hertz. Next one we'll whip up in 100 cycle steps for you. We'll give you 600. We don't want 602 or 601, we'll have 600. That was 600 cycles, 600 hertz. The next one we'll have for you will be 700, 700 AX3WI. There you have 700, 700 hertz. Vague 3WI, the next turn will be 800. 800 hertz. And we can find it. AX3WI. Now we have 800 hertz. AX3WI, the turn then was 800, 800 hertz. This is AX3WI bringing you a run of test turns for purposes of alignment of equipment for the Australis project. Turn now is 900, 900 hertz. AX3WI, the turn then was 900 hertz. Okay, 3AUR has his paw on the knob and watching the frequency counter and dialing up 1,000 cycles for us. He's overshot by one cycle, he's overshot by two. With AX3WI, with a turn now of 1 kilohertz, 1,000 hertz. Turn then was 1,001 kilohertz. It was AX3WI with a run of test turns for the Australis satellite project, which as you all know but has been heard. Yeah, we're just about there. We now have 1,100 hertz. You heard then. We move up now to 1,200 hertz. This is AX3WI running a broadcast for the launch and following efforts of the Australis project. This is AX3WI with a 1,200 hertz tone. The tone then was 1,200 hertz. We're up quickly now to 1,300 hertz. We apologise for the breaks during this, but we have to wait for the frequency counter to cycle. We'll give you quick details at the moment of the equipment being used here to generate these tones for you. The tone now is 1,300, 1.3 kilohertz. The tone then was 1,300, 1.3 kilohertz. This is AX3WI, the official station of the Victorian Division of the Wireless Institute of Australia with a special Australis Oscar broadcast. We now have a tone of, or calibration tone of 1,400, 1.4 kilohertz. Oscar tracking. AX3WI with a 1.5 kilohertz tone. X3WI. We'll now be warning carrier out on 80 metres and going back to normal lower sideband operation. As AX3WI actually turns off this.
Good.
AX3 Whiskey India. That's the completion of the tone test run. Just as a matter of interest for those interested, the equipment used is a Hewlett-Packard 651A test oscillator. It's their video test oscillator. And the frequency measured on a northeastern frequency counter, which is near enough, has done it all to a carbon copy of the Hewlett-Packard. Most of these counters being built to American service specifications. This is AX3WI. We'll now take you downstairs to the studio room again and pass you over to Tom Moffat, I think, is down there. We'll hand you over to Tom, and Tom can take you on with any latest information. Over to you, Tom.
Thanks, Noel. Very good. Well, we're still standing by. In approximately 7 minutes, 20 minutes until 12, we'll be giving you a test transmission on the 2-meter frequency of 144.045. This will be coming from Liz, VK3ZBJ, in Hyatt, isn't it?
He lives in?
Okay, so if you point your beams towards Hyatt, you should have a good calibration frequency there.
Then remember to turn them out into the...
And then remember to aim them towards New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right, the satellite should be coming across in about 14 minutes now. 14 minutes. Okay. Right, we should be receiving signals in about 14 minutes. We have a station standing by to listen on the 10-meter frequency. Well, we'd like to thank Dean Blackman, who was here earlier. He's gone now due to lack of sleep. But he did provide a very interesting and informed commentary on this. It was quite good, I think. So, just a few of us left. Everybody's dipping out before the big moment comes. But if all stations will stay with us, we'll attempt to provide those who are not equipped with tracking facilities with a sample of what the satellite sounds like. This is going to take a bit of luck, but we might be able to do it. Oh, at the end of this transmission, which what I would think would be around midnight tonight, we'll be taking a call back on 2 meters channel A and, what, 80 this time, is
80
it?
80 meters.
Good heavens.
80 meters.
We'll be taking... Yeah, we just confirmed that. What frequency? 3600, is it? 3600. Okay, call back.
3600.
Call back frequencies will be 3600 lower sideband on 80 and channel AFM. So stick around with us. It won't be too much longer.
Right, this is AX3WI at the Australis Oscar broadcast. As Tom has just told you, we'll be endeavouring to bring you the 2-metre signal on 144.045 as we hear it. And with a bit of luck, we may even have the 29.45 signal. But as the pass will be fairly low on the horizon, won't be more than about 17 degrees up and in the direction of New Zealand there, it may be rather hard to obtain a 29.45 megahertz signal, as it's a fairly weak, it'll be quite a weak signal and may be hidden by the noise. And up to now, it hasn't been tracked by very many stations. It was first heard in Europe, whereas the 2-meter signal was heard in Malagasy, which is Madagascar, by a station there. And you heard that earlier on AX3WI, that this signal had been picked up, and we had that station here. So
was that directly overhead, or was that a low elevation pass?
I think it would be directly overhead, but the noise level there would have been quite high with all the transmitters on the air and with just the local noise level anyway.
That makes a tremendous difference. If it's directly overhead, your distance is only 100 and some odd miles to the transmitter, but if it's off to the...
900 miles. 910 miles
it'll be from us, since it's...
That's overhead. But if it's off to the side, Dean right. said it would be about 1,500 to 2,000 miles.
So, yeah, anyhow, the signal strength will probably be less here, so those of you who hear it can consider it quite a feat, I think. Well, it's almost time to cross over to let Liz do his bit. Everyone who's who has receivers tuned up to 144.045, have your antennas ready.
And you should be able to find the frequency, because Liz will be on there initially for a short time.
Yeah, in fact, I haven't talked to him, but I assume he's just going to put a carrier on there with no modulation, maybe a quick identification.
I'd imagine it would be a taped identification.
Righto.
This is IX3WI. IX3 Whiskey India, transmitting on 3600 kilohertz single sideband, 7100 kilohertz AM in the 40 metre band. 1825 kilohertz AM in the 160 metre band, 144.5 megahertz AM and 145.854 megahertz channel AFM in the 2 metre band. This is IX3WI, taking it back into the studio.
Thank you, Noel. What else do we have to do before the big moment? Sit and wait.
A minute.
7 minutes acquisition in 7 minutes, they say. That's the word from Melbourne Uni.
Oh boy, we hope not, but we really don't know. It's out of our control, Gullard. We hope we can keep the circuit over a little bit longer, say another 10 or 15 minutes. But if it goes, you know, we can't do much about it. If it does go, please ensure WA3NAN is on 14320, and we'll try and make contact there. If we don't make contact there, we will be up on SCED at 2100Z on 14320.
Right. In about 6 or 7 minutes, the satellite will be within range of Australia. So listen on 144045 and also on 2945. With a bit of luck, you'll hear it on 2945. You almost certainly should hear it on 144.045. We'll endeavour to give you a relay of it on both of these frequencies.
Noel, are you up there, Noel? Can you confirm with Les that he is now transmitting? It's about time. Could you confirm that he is transmitting on 144.045, and we'll let everybody know that it's on there if it is?
Yeah, I'll have to pick up on it.
Right, well, there should be a signal on the frequency in question now. I'll let you know about that. Go ahead.
So, there's a marker on the frequency. You should receive it. I believe the boys out at La Trobe University are working double time out there. Had a little bit of trouble with their receiving setup earlier. A little bit of lightning got to their converter, and... they were charging all over the country, getting new FETs and all that. I believe they had the spectacle of one converter with a molten FET, literally molten. So we hope that they can track it, but if not, they'll be listening to it on 3WI. This is AX3WI with the Australis Oscar broadcast.
Put up the line, please.
Everybody listening, I just want to say at this time, on behalf of all of us here, thank you very, very much indeed for the tremendous job that you fellows have done. The fact that this satellite has gone into orbit, we realise is due to you, and all Australian amateurs would like to take to at this time thank you, and also I think that on behalf of all Australian amateurs and amateurs all around the world, I'd like to congratulate the Project Australis group. I think that they've achieved something that's quite magnificent, and we're all in Australia terribly happy, And once again, we look forward to the future, Jan. We look forward to seeing your group continuing to work with the WIA Project Australis group here in Australia. On behalf of us all, thank you very much indeed.
That was Michael Owen, the president of the WIA, speaking to the people over at Goddard.
Contact with WA3NAN all night, and apparently he is still in contact. If we lose this circuit, we will pass the results of the of Orbit 1 tracking via WA3NAN, OK?
Yeah, we're online. Right. Right. You've heard Michael Owen there. Thank you, everyone, for taking part in the relay there. Michael is the federal president of the Wireless Institute of Australia, and he's at the Melbourne University tonight in the room there where all the Australis boys are, all the boys who built the satellite, which is we're now waiting to hear the signals from. It's been heard in Malagsi and also in Europe. We're now waiting to hear them. And we believe Les is now on the air on 2 meters on 144.045, giving a frequency marker transmission.
2 minutes to acquisition, 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes now to acquisition. This is AX3WI with the Australis Oscar broadcast.
Put the line up.
It's a bit blind to you. If we can maintain the line for 10 to 15 more minutes. Just stand by. We're coming up on acquisition in about 2 minutes. About 2 minutes.
Ken's got... Oh, that's very good. Go ahead.
Ken, AWK has the 29 meg beacon, which we'll soon bring you.
Hopefully.
This is AX3WI with the Australis Oscar broadcast. We hope to bring you shortly the 29 megs beacon. This is AX3WI, the official station of Victorian Division, the Wireless Institute of Australia, with the Australis Oscar broadcast, just waiting on acquisition of the satellite. We'll bring it to you very shortly.
That we have acquired, Ken AWK has acquired. He's acquired the 29 meg beacon. The quality is not quite good enough to put on. We're sticking by. We're taking two. the 2 meter beacon you hear in there. It's not very strong yet. You can hear the telemetry tones if you listen very closely. We'll stand by. It should be breaking horizon right now. Satellite just identified itself with an HI. Signals are getting better every minute, so have a close listen. We'll see what else we can get from it.
AX3WI, the glide frequency there you can hear on one of them is probably one of the horizon sensors as the thing is rolling.
just measured the channel 1 telemetry frequency. It's 1121 cycles, 1121. The sliding tone there, we believe, is the horizon sensor. And if you listen, you can hear the satellite identifying itself with a breaking of the carrier.
60 milliamps current drive.
He says it's 60 mils. That means the
10-meter
beacon is operating. Signals aren't too strong, but we'll just have a listen.
All right, we're hearing it.
Just heard the satellite then identify itself with HI in frequency shift keying.
Okay, fire double K, time identification 11:54, 52 seconds.
This is AX3WI, broadcasting the Australis Oscar satellite.
Meters, still have good acquisition on 29, VK, say OKK, fine check 11:57 and 15 seconds.
You might have just heard then that the 144 meg signal has been lost, the 29 meg signal is still being received, although not very strongly. The 29 meg signal is weaker than 2 metres, but it has been, it was acquired before the 144 meg signal, and it is keeping up after the 144 meg signal, but it reduced signal strength.
Only on 2 metres, still a reasonable signal signal on 29 meg. Completely on the two motors. All right, back again. time 11:58. We still have acquisition on 29.450. I've got it on tape. I haven't got it listed, Les. Rico, sorry, I've still got it on 28. Pretty ropey. Here's the... Yeah, I got... Yeah, hang on, I've still got 29 meg.
You do. This is AX3WI carrying a transmission of the Australis Oscar 5 project. It's now a project. It's no longer a launch. It's successful. You've been listening to signals on the 2-meter beacon on 144.045, relayed through the courtesy of Ken, VK3AKK. He reports they have lost signal on 2 meters. They still have some semblance of a signal on 29.45, even though it isn't good enough to attempt to rebroadcast it. In fact, I don't know if you heard what we've been broadcasting these last few minutes. We can just barely hear it here, but it's... we just heard that the 29450 carrier is way down in the noise, but Ken is hearing a beep note from it, so I would say it's going over the horizon now. We had a very short look at it, only about 8 or 9 minutes when it was actually visible from here. It is significant that we did acquire the 2-meter beacon before it came over. Situation is the satellite has made its first pass. Acquisition on both beacons. Good telemetry from the 2-meter beacon. We actually got some current readings out of it right here in town. What else do we have to do?
Well, 29-meg beacon was in range for a much longer time than the 2-meter beacon, but at quite reduced signal strength.
Yeah, we're down in the noise. In fact, the one we had was down in the noise quite a bit, but you could hear it coming and going, which indicated that the thing was rolling, and the at sometimes the 2-meter beacon was, or the 2-meter antenna on the satellite was turned around in such a way that it was pointing away from the Earth.
You could also hear this on the telemetry, the gliding frequency.
Yeah, the sliding frequency we think was the horizon sensor, and every time the brightness of the Earth set the thing off, it would go right up in frequency.
Yep.
And apparently when it was going down in frequency, the antenna was pointed away from us, so we didn't hear that part.
Yes.
We'll know more. It's been recorded. So we'll know exactly what's going on as soon as the tapes are analyzed, which I think will probably be done tonight before anybody goes to bed.
And shortly we'll have a callback on 80 meters and 2 meters. So if you want to say how you heard it, you'll have that opportunity.
We might take this opportunity to thank those people who participated in feeding us all these good inputs to our station here. We've just had another development. We're going to get the man who acquired this and let him have a few words with people listening to this broadcast. Ken, VK3AKK, was the man. We're going to get him on shortly. So, Ken, Les, VK3ZBJ, and others who participated, it's been great tonight. Quite successful, I think. The satellite, absolutely faultless, completely faultless.
I'll just go back to the other one, and I'll just get a roger from you.
How was that?
Yeah, right, Ken Beauty.
Okay, well, you tell me what and when and...
Can you hear us on air? We have Ken, BK3AKK, on the line now. Are you hearing us all right, Ken?
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh, fine.
Oh, g'day, Tom.
G'day, Ken. How are you?
Not real bad.
Congratulations to you.
It was real good.
Did you get any tapes on it?
Did we what?
You got the tapes, all right.
We've got the tapes on the whole system, 29 megs, and also on 144.05. The 29 megacycle signal was acquired some considerable time before the 144.050. Both Les, 3ZB Joe and myself acquired the 144.050 at about the same time. I don't know the times offhand, but we do have it all on tape with time tips and some announcements. Sorry we broke in with a couple of announcements if you were putting it to air, but it was the only way we could identify the time on the tape when we replayed.
Well, that was quite good.
But the 29 megacycle signal, copying it as a sideband signal, was... not really possible to get telemetry off it. It was well down in the noise, but the signal strength seemed surprisingly constant from acquisition to loss. Probably about 4 minutes before we picked up the 2 metre one, we could actually identify the beat note on the 29 megacycle one, and you could hear it slowly rising up and absolutely smack on frequency, and the whole place started to tremble with excitement.
Yeah, I bet.
And...
Look, are we correct in assuming that the 2 meter signal was acquired before it broke the horizon?
No, it definitely wasn't. It was right on acquisition time as per the tracking data that Richard supplied, which was 13:46.5 GMT. It was the 29 meg that was acquired some time before it came over the horizon. The signals on 2 meters were good signals, but they're still very weak, as one would expect. The maximum height of the satellite was only about 5 degrees above horizon, 7 degrees, I think.
Would you expect better signal strength on the next pass?
Substantially. I'd say they'll be real rock-crushing signals on the next pass.
Right out of the noise.
Yeah, well, this pass, one must, for any of the 2 metre fans, must realise that the satellite was effectively at New Zealand, which is a long haul for 2 metres, and being only a few degrees above the horizon, it was an awful long way away, whereas the next pass, I think our maximum elevation is something like 40 degrees as against... higher than that, 40 degrees as against a maximum of 7 degrees that we had on that pass.
I take it you will be staying up for the second pass.
I'll be staying up for the second, the third and the fourth.
I see.
But I think anyone listening on 2 metres, I don't know if many of the... Melbourne chappies would have heard the 2 metre signal. I couldn't hear anything on a 1 dB noise figure converter with a 13 element horizontal beam, but I did track it on the 10 element cross tracking Yagi, so this definitely made quite a difference. But I'd say on the next pass that even a horizontal beam, people... How about that? There's Jim's Rico 3ZCE said it was a beauty at Frankston.
It was tracked at Frankston, was it?
Yeah, well, that was according to Jim, who... came on there. But did you get it on both channels, Jim, or just on 2 metres?
Yeah, just 2 metres, Ken. I'll go and record it, but guess what? The swan will drop out of the lousy Japanese tape recorder.
How about that? Well, Jim got good signals in Frankston on 2 metres, probably better than we got here with his additional elevation. But I'd say extremely successful, and... everyone's downing a little drop of the amber fluid at the moment. Roger?
Okay,
good
Ken.
Good signal in Burwood by somebody. ZKD copied it in Burwood. So apparently quite a few of the stations have copied the thing. I know Les copied it very well down in Hyatt. Was that you, Jeff? family. There's quite a few stations have copied it, Tom, so...
Well, that's real good.
This is absolutely...
You would say that the thing is a complete success, then, would you?
I would say so, most assuredly.
At what you do about the actual package, can you see any problems in it?
Well, I can't write at the moment.
Well, I guess you'd have to have full telemetry data for that.
Yes, well, I don't know how much I've got off the tapes yet. I know Les is decoding his telemetry at the moment, and I think Les will shortly... I don't know if he's listening on Channel A. I do have a UHF link down to Les, but I have it open at the moment, but Les may not be listening on Channel A.
Which reminds me, this is AX3WI.
With AX3AKK.
On link.
How about that? Yes, a very good link, I might add.
It is quite effective, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you think they were hearing it all right on a rebroadcast? It was a bit rough here. We were listening on a transistor portable and could hear the telemetry signals all right.
What was that, Tom?
I was listening on a transistor portable here and could hear the telemetry signals all right. I hope everyone else could out there.
Oh, yes. What's this on 20? Oh, this
on 40 we were listening.
Oh, an off-air monitor.
Exactly.
How well were you copying the Madagascan station?
Very good.
Oh, good.
Once you got him tuned in.
Yeah. Well, I have an operator here, Harold 3AFQ, who likes to tune things to a very low pitch and forgets that it's got to go through a lot of transformers and things before it finally gets to air. So,
yes, well, that was very good. I think we...
He's got to have a scapegoat,
John. We've got a shack full here. We've got Harold AFQ and Ken AKL, Rod 3JS and myself, and Les on down at the other end of the link. Les and I virtually work as a joint effort with UHF links between us, and Les 3ZBJ and Peter 3APD are down at Les's shack. I thought Les might have come up on air, but apparently he hasn't.
Well.
But, I think the whole thing is a really great success, and I certainly look forward, well, I guess, with the rest of the amateurs of Australia in tracking the next two passes, which will be substantially better.
Tom?
Well, that's my views on it, Tom.
Yeah, when's the next one, Ken?
The next pass, the acquisition time is 0132 local time.
0132,
and the lost time is 0153.
That's a good long one.
It's maximum elevation is 40 degrees, which is, getting up at around the, halfway up to the vertical, so to speak. So...